News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Report just published in the UK has found a clear link between ugly buildings and a lack of community spirit. Dr. Carol Pollard, former president of the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland and editor of the book Irish Cities in Crisis. Do we have a similar problem in Ireland?
Well, I think when you talk about whether buildings are beautiful or ugly, I think, you know, that's very subjective as to what people think beauty is. And I think I've been thinking about this, and I think the analogy of a better analogy is that, you know, people might blame the coat that they're wearing for feeling cold, where in actual fact, it's the weather is the problem. And I think, you know, that's probably the case with this article. Fundamentally, I think it's not the buildings, it's the planning. And, you know, planning delivers buildings, but it also delivers the environment that we live in. It delivers the public realm, it delivers transport, it delivers schools, it delivers parks, refuse collection, you know, all those aspects that make or that influence the quality of our life. And I think that's probably what the problem is in areas that are perceived to have ugly buildings. Really, they have bad planning and they're poorly maintained.
Where are the planning failures?
Okay, well, I think we've got to stop living in fields. And I'm not just talking about one-off housing. I'm talking about we're just building housing estates in field after field after field. And each field is developed individually by a builder with lots of cul-de-sacs in it. And then you live in any of those places. If you live in fields, you are completely reliant upon your car. And it doesn't deliver the density that's needed to have effective public transport, to have schools, to have healthcare, to have a local shop you can walk to have a, you know, a park where you can walk your dog. And, you know, I think you live in Phibsborough, Shane, if I'm correct.
I do.
And I know, yeah, I live in Rathmines. So you and I are both so lucky because I can walk to four different supermarkets from my house. I can walk to a swimming pool. I can, you know, I've got bookshops. I've got a selection of parks where I can walk my dog. I use the bus. I use my bicycle. My car is rarely ever used because I don't need it. And that just makes quality of life so much better. And the urban analysis of where you live and where I live comes down to this concept of a 15-minute neighbourhood. And if you live in a neighbourhood, a city, and it doesn't have to be a city, it can be a town or a village. If you live somewhere that you are within 15 minutes of all the local amenities that you need to enhance your life, then you have an excellent quality of life.
Now, look, I agree with you, but there will be people listening to us this morning who say, I don't want that. I don't want to live in a city. I like living in a remote area. I like living outside the town. What do you say to those people? And they'll say, you know, oh, look, the two urbanites here swapping stories about how they don't have to, you know, how they can walk everywhere and get public transport. That life is not for me.
Yeah, but, you know, have you tried it? And I think, you know, this is a thing. I know, like, lots of my friends and my family members, they won't take the bus. They think, oh my God, I'm not getting on a bus. And I took my husband on the bus recently. We just, you know, and we use it all the time now in and out of town. I have to say, in fairness to the Green Party in particular, shout out to them in terms of public transport, the local link bus that they put into rural areas, and a lot of the new buses, certainly, I don't know about other cities, but in Dublin, the new routes that have been put in, I say to people, get on them, pay her €2 and see where they go. Now, I know that, again, you say, oh, she's lucky, she's got local transport near her. People don't have local transport, public transport. But using your local town, the towns that people, you know, live in and shop in and work in are the towns that people want. And we know that from Clonakilty, and we know it from Westport, and we know what they've done down in Waterford City recently in terms of bringing life back into town. And that actually comes around to the other key point that we need in Ireland, and that is urban designers. We don't have urban design as a kind of a profession here in Ireland. We have architects, but in fact, most local authorities don't have architects. A lot of, you know, very few architects or none at all. We don't have urban designers. Our planners in Ireland are not trained in design. They're good people, don't get me wrong, but their degrees are in, you know, geography or demographics or statistics. They're not in design. And we really need to look very closely at how we plan, why we plan, and what we're planning for. Our population is increasing all the time. And this might come as a surprise to some of you. The estimate is that by 2070, the population of Ireland will be 11 million people. Yeah. And if we don't get those people into urban centres, whether that's the villages, the towns or the cities, and we don't densify the urban centres that we already have, every field in Ireland will be full of a housing estate.
Okay. Can I, and I absolutely accept the point that you're making. This isn't about ugly buildings. It's about building our cities properly. But I can't go without asking you, is there a building in Dublin in particular or anywhere in Ireland that you find the ugliest building in the country? Or is there one that springs to mind?
Oh, I'm an architect, Shane, and I'd only offend somebody if I say what the... I have to say, I don't think the Conference Centre is a good building. I think it's a gimmick. And I think it's a gimmick at the front and it's a
the side view is even worse. Yeah, yeah. I totally agree. I totally agree.
But I'm the kind of person who, I love the Central Bank. And, I love the 1970s office blocks. I love some, not all of them, but I love
Finsbury Shopping Centre. So there you go.
And this is another thing. We need archi diversity. We need diversity is the problem. If we have a diversity of architecture in our towns and our cities, then the real places. Whereas if we're trying to homogenize everything, it's a cardboard stage set, you know.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Carol Pollard, former president of the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland, editor of the book Irish Cities in Crisis. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Ciara Carroll, obviously emphasizing planning is the issue, not ugly buildings. Yeah. But do you have a particular ugly building that you hate?
I'm laughing what you're saying about the conference centre because it reminds me of a mullet. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? The front and the back. I actually think Stephen's Green Shopping Centre is very fugly, but I kind of like it and it doesn't bother me that it is. But
what's your ugly building though?
I think it is the ugliest one that I can think of. The ugliest one was that pram shop that was in front of that lovely old church that was off Thomas Street, and there was this crazy 1960s little yellow single story ugly pram shop in front of it. Absolutely crazy stuff. But
all right, folks, let us know. 087 1400, what's your ugliest building in Ireland? And what do you make of what Carol had to say about we need to stop living in fields? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.